Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's penultimate episode of the Chapter by Chapter podcast, Season 7 for Children of Dune. I am your host, Will.
And I am Steve. Penultimate means second to last. I didn't know that for a long time. But we are here in the second last chapter of the season, chapter 63 of the Children of Dune. You have to excuse me, my voice is a little under the weather today.
It's okay.
But
I forgive you.
Thanks.
We've hired you for your looks. That's why you're on a podcast.
Correct. Yeah, I think I don't know that. Of course, yeah. I
know. Well, of course you know this. You hired yourself.
I know how things work. Today's chapter is sort of fallout from the climactic events that just happened. Not so much fallout, but what comes next.
It's right? it's kind of somber. It's kind of somber. It's sobering. It's kind of like we see the ultimate plan of Leto finally kind of come together here, and Aaliyah's taken us on this journey. But before we do that, of course,
no, Aaliyah's dead.
Or no, Aaliyah, Ghanima's going to be taking us on this little, like, she's going to sit us down. She's going to have us for a little chat. You know,
she gets the remaining characters that are still alive in this book together. And she says, look, I'm going to give you a full summary of the book. For any scenes you weren't in, here's what happened.
Yeah. And if you're tapping out, after this book, then I'm going to give you a little details of what happened in the next book. But just so much so that you don't know exactly what happens. But you'll see. It's good stuff.
But she does spell out for everyone that Leto is going to become a giant worm man.
Yeah, more or less.
She says that.
All right, we got chapters.
Okay, we got introduction. You're right.
We got an introduction.
All right. Butler and Jihad. You love those.
Oh, where is it? Is this the last one? Oh, I got the wrong one. God damn it.
Here, I'll do it. The assumption that the whole system can be made to work better through an assault on its conscious elements betrays a dangerous ignorance. This has often been the ignorant approach of those who call themselves scientists and technologists.
Technologists.
Butlerian Jihad.
Technologists. Technologists.
That's a little Will. Bam, daft bam. Will.
Bam, bam, bam,
right, fucking bam. Stop, man. This is a podcast. There's a Butlerian Jihad by Hark Alada.
You got to be paying attention to the songs that we've been singing this season, because that might come up a little bit later. Ghanima might start talking about it.
I hope so.
All right. So, yes, as you were saying earlier, she does just kind of like spell it out. It's a conversation she's having with Faradin, and Faradin is starting to realize his place in the universe and realizing that, like, Jessica kind of sort of pseudo prepared him for this role that he's going to be playing in this Imperium.
I think she does exactly what she's been doing, training him with Bene Gesserit.
I don't think Jessica knew that this was going to be the next step. Like, that Leto was going to become Worm Godman. I don't think she had that on her bingo card.
No one had that on their bingo, except Ghanima.
Except Ghanima. But not for a while. She convinced herself he was dead for the longest time.
Well, she just ripped up her bingo card, but she... In her heart of hearts, she knew what was going on.
Yeah, she definitely knew. She knew eventually. So Faradin's having this moment with her where he's like I said, finding out his place in the universe. And Ghanima is... I'm going to get that name mixed up all the time, but I don't...
Ghania? Ghalia?
Ghalima? There you go.
Aaliyah is dead. I don't want to hear her name again.
All right.
She's dead.
Ghanima. Ghanima lays it out for Faradin, going like, look, yes, you have a purpose here. Mostly it's for banging. And there's a great line after that where she's like, but there's other responsibilities that we're going to have and that we're going to have to attend to outside
brunch.
Of producing
we need
children.
Brunch made every day. We need someone
pretty much.
Brunch.
Faradin's
look,
like,
I need
what,
someone
what,
to
what,
help me make a lot of kids and someone to cook brunch.
Yeah. Faradin's like, what kind of responsibilities are you talking about? Ghanima's like, shush. Too many questions.
Landscaping. We have a lot. We have a big lawn out there. I want that hedge. I want those trimmed into like parrots. I'm like, can you make the hedge look like a kangaroo mouse?
Yeah.
I like that.
The golden path is just a step towards creating a landscaping company that rules the universe.
Well, I don't know about the golden path, but Faraday, it's going to be Carino landscaping by the end of it.
He shows up in his little truck.
Landsrad landscaping. Who's laughing at that? That's not even funny. It's just like, what am I even saying?
I was just kind of going with it. I'm sorry. I should have hated
it. No, you don't even. What are you doing? It's just like, you're right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. What am I doing?
I hate this. Golden age.
Golden
page.
Path.
So, Ganima tells Faraday, like, look, this is how this is going to go down. Leto is going to be doing this for 4,000 years. What?
Excuse me?
Yeah. He told me it's 4,000 years.
He told me 4,000.
Yeah. And and the worms, they'll be gone in like 100. What?
Yeah.
We might have like 50 of them, but they'll sick be ones. Like sick. They'll be sick.
Yeah.
So
don't worry.
They'll
come back.
Don't worry. Okay. They'll come back though.
How long?
When? Like 4,000 years.
Okay. Really, it's when Leto goes into the sand, when he goes back into the sand.
What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, you heard me. Well, he's going to become a giant worm. And when he goes into the sand, it'll bring the worms back. He'll be a god amongst worms and men.
What is that?
And we'll all be dead.
How is he going to turn into a worm? He's running outside. I can see him. He's going for a jog.
Well, it does come back to the Kralizek.
Talk to your doctor.
The end of the world, Armageddon, of course. Which I guess is Leto as a giant worm.
Well, he's almost like they. I think Ganima refers to him as like Kralizek, like personified, like he's the end of all times.
Because that's what I mean. Because like the Kralizek thing is him.
Yeah, right?
it's him. He's the Armageddon, the worm Armageddon. But yeah, I just don't know if they're really spelling it out. But I guess here it is. It's like this chapter is like weird. The way Ganima's just like drops all this stuff.
Yeah, and the way that she's kind of like, look, Leto is going to be doing this for 4,000 years, and he's going to introduce a period of like the most grotesque tyranny you've ever experienced. The universe has ever seen its entire existence. It's going to be just brutal. And Faraday's like, but I'm cool, right? He's you're cool. Don't worry.
You'll be dead. You'll have a lot of grandchildren alive.
Yeah. In fact,
hundreds.
it doesn't really get like a good like nail on the head of it until Stilgar shows up to have his own conversation with Ganima. I think they're like sitting in a waiting room to go talk to Leto or something, because like a bunch of people kind of show up, and Stilgar is like, I'm waiting for my turn to talk to your brother. I've got things to say. And Stilgar goes ahead and says like, look, I'm not a fan of where this is going. I don't like what Muad'Dib and what your brother has done to the Fremen people. I think it's time for us to go back to the desert and embrace the Fremen traditions that we know and love so much before you guys showed up here and started fucking everything up.
And it's like, Stilgar, you're not fucking listening.
Yeah.
4,000 years, he's going to turn into a worm. He's a giant worm.
Yeah, Ganima's like, yeah, you'll do that. Sure, you'll do that.
Yeah.
But guess what? You're going to have a lawn out front. All right? You're going to have to do landscaping. Look.
You're going to have to trim that hedge. And someone's got to cook brunch around here. I've already said I'm hungry. I would like a crepe. If anyone could make me a crepe. I like a crepe, I got to say. Do you like a crepe?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound convincing. Do you like a fruity crepe or like, do you like a desserty crepe or like a?
I like a desserty crepe. I like a dessert,
like a
piece
chocolate of chocolate
chip
in there.
Yeah,
like a chocolate yeah. chip in there. I like a whole peach in there.
Yeah. Are you sweet or savory?
I think savory is the answer.
Yeah. Ask that on your next date.
All right. First thing.
First thing.
Hey, nice. Hi, nice to meet you. Are you sweet or savory?
Oh, I love it. I love it. In this conversation that Ghanima is having with Stilgar about like the Fremen people and like how Stilgar wants the Fremen people to live, Ghanima's like, look, like, yeah, you'll do that, but you have to understand that it's not going to last. None of this is going to last. In fact, like your way of life, everybody's way of life is going to be so suppressed and so, right. so destroyed by Leto's rule. And then she comes back around on it going like, but that's a good thing. Everybody's like, what?
But that's
what
good.
Are you talking about? She's
but
like,
Leto's
going
to be a giant worm.
Because the idea bad. Here, the idea here is that if the human, if humankind is suppressed for long enough, it's going to create a yearning for freedom that is so buried within the soul of human consciousness and humankind that once they're released of this totalitarian freedom, they'll have limitless potential, more or less. You know, like it will.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't think that's how it works. But they've seen the future, so what do I know?
That's the way I'm kind of seeing it with her alluding to like the worms will come back, like the universe will heal right. itself. But right now we're going to go through this like trial period that's going to last.
I think your interpretation is valid and probably on point, but I'm just mean from the point of view of the characters here. It's yeah, I mean, Ghanima's just like, this is how it is, everyone. You can't do anything.
Ghanima is like, to me at this moment, she's giving me like, oh man, how do you describe it? Like, I feel like she's seen the future. I feel like Leto has shown her or something.
She has, right? Yeah. In some capacity.
But it's not done yet, because Ghanima even says to Faradin, like, You'll know more. You're next in line to go talk to Leto. We're just in the waiting room here. You got your ticket number.
Right. Well, because there's been a shift with the whole Faradin thing, because before with the marriage with Ghanima, the prearranged marriage with Ghanima and Faradin was more of a political thing, but now it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
Unless of course it ends up mattering, but with Paul out of the question, with Aaliyah out of the question, it really, I mean, not like what even like Atreides now is Ghanima and Leto, right?
Pretty much.
It's not this whole other, the other side of things is just pretty much gone in a flash. I get Gurney's still out there somewhere. I don't know how Gurney feels about any of this.
Gurney and Jessica just kind of disappeared here. They're just gone.
Right. But yeah, at least Jessica was there last chapter. When
she was there
happened.
Last chapter. Gurney not really saying is, much, but just hanging around.
I don't
around.
Know where Gurney is. Also, it seems like Stilgar is out of prison now.
Well, yeah, he got out. I mean, once they overthrew Aaliyah, he got out and he was like, I got to talk to this worm boy thing. And it turns out he's always busy. He's always out going for runs. He's trying to
talk to worms.
Trying to talk to worms.
You know what else like Stilgar does? Really, he makes those YouTube brother. Videos where people make like a house in the woods out of sticks.
Oh yeah, I love those.
Do a time lapse. I love that. I love watching those too.
You just see like the worm skin just like forming more and more over him throughout the video.
He would love that. He would love that.
Yeah. Do you think like if it got to a point for Leto, like is he a worm or is he a caterpillar? Like what's the difference?
Do they have caterpillars in Dune?
We haven't seen
any butterflies.
We haven't seen I mean, I gotta assume maybe.
They and what is a caterpillar that can't turn into a butterfly? It's just a worm.
It's just a worm. Is it possible?
There's like scientists listening to this that are like, no, it's not. It's a fucking caterpillar, you idiots. Also, I'm pretty sure scientists don't listen to our podcast, but I hope they do.
Sure
and if
don't.
You do, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service to science and this podcast.
But is it possible for Leto to cocoon up and then become a beautiful butterfly?
I'm just picturing now James McAvoy flying around shirtless with big butterfly wings flying through a desert sky.
Naya, naiva. Stilgar's still got that like jarred look on his face.
That would be pretty good. I hope that would be an end credit scene. Yeah. Like an after credit scene for Dune Part 3.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think that's like, that's, we can expect that to happen at the end of the Dune trilogy. They're hot on it. They're going to get to it. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I fucking hope they do it
They're going to do it. They have to.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting here to bring it back to the book that Ghanima goes as far to say that the Empire is going to fall in 4,000 years. Like, Leto is that sure to tell Ghanima to go like, yeah, this whole thing is going to end in 4,000 years and I will die in 4,000 years. But I've got a plan. Don't worry about it. You won't see it. Your kids won't see it. Nobody you know is going to see it. Right. But when it comes to fruition, it's going to rock. And from everything that I've heard about the books past God Emperor of Dune, the only person that sounds like he benefits from this 4,000 years of tyranny is Gola Duncan Idaho. And all right,
no spoilers, but okay. Whoa. I was just saying, Will and I were just talking about about doing the remaining books after God Emperor. And what I said is, you know, everyone says that those last two books really suck. But also at the same time, everything that I've ever heard anyone say that sucks is from someone. Like, people say that everything sucks. People say the dumbest thing. So I want to judge for myself. I want Will to judge for himself. I want us to judge for ourselves. I think you hear me. I don't know if you heard it here, but you're hearing it here. I think we're going to do those last books one day.
We might need to take a sand break and go back and do something else. But I think it's.
What are those books called?
The next one after God Emperor is called Heretics of Dune. And Heretics. The one after that is called Chapter House Dune.
Chapter House. I think I actually own Heretics already. I think I've just found it on sale and bought it once.
Yeah, I think I've got both here. They're like nice, cool covers on them. You know the covers I'm talking about.
The more modern ones?
Yeah, the more modern looking ones, kind of minimalist.
Yeah, the minimalist, yes.
Yeah, those are good ones. Now with that, I think we just kind of have to wait and see what the last chapter brings us, because it's like Aaliyah's just giving us a teaser, and we know that Faradin's going to go talk to Leto after this, because we see in this chapter, like, Ghanima's like, you'll see, he'll tell you, which is basically Ghanima telling us that Leto is going to just straight up tell us, like, okay, this is what's going to happen.
Right.
She's just giving us a teaser.
I like, yeah.
Broad strokes.
It is like that. It is. It's the outline.
Yeah.
But I feel like this book has already ended with the yesterday's chapter.
Yeah.
Of course, like the climax there. And now it's, it is just sort of these picking up the pieces. I mean, only two chapters after the climax of the book also. There's not really a lot of space to do much else than to sort of just talk about what just happened and what's coming in the future.
Yeah.
4,000 years.
if anything of what we're going to see in tomorrow's chapter, I think we're going to get a lot of why Butterfly things happened. Man. A lot of things. Oh, okay. Yeah, Butterfly Man's definitely going to happen. He's
going to. I hope so.
Remember the caterpillar from A Bug's Life? How he's like.
French. Yeah, wasn't he German?
A German? Yeah.
Do you remember the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland and he's smoking a hookah?
Yeah, now that's God Emperor right there. I don't know if you know.
But that's, you remember Jabba the Hutt, and he's smoking a hookah too, eating frogs. I think we're talking somewhere between Jabba the Hutt. We're a three-way cross between Jabba the Hutt, the hookah-smoking caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland, and the German caterpillar from A Bug's Life.
I think we've what got all name? Three in there.
Do you know what his name was?
No, I don't.
Heimlich.
Oh man, I'm looking at pictures of him. He's so
me too,
scary.
Man. Animation has come a long way, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's rough. It's really rough back then. Wow. He got his wings. He got his little tiny wings. All right, let's get out of here.
Butterfly. Yeah, wow. Well, that is it for chapter 63. Everyone, thank you for listening, and thank you so much for joining us and listening this entire season. Please go ahead and Follow us on social media at Chapter by Chapter Podcast. Rate us on your podcast providers. That really helps us and goes a long way in supporting the show. And we will see you back here tomorrow for our final, our ultimate episode of season 7 of the Chapter by Chapter Podcast, The Children of Dune, chapter 64 of The Children of Dune.
Hello, everybody. It is your pal, Will, back again one more time, the second last time for this season, thanking the three most important people to this show, Nikorn, Big Cheese Daddy, and Hildur. Thank you guys so much for everything you do to support us. We can't do it without you. You know the drill. This is the last week. We got one more episode after this, and then Steve and I are diving into the Worm God Bible itself, God Emperor of Dune, and I can't wait. It's going to be such a wild ride, and we couldn't have done it without our good Grandmasters. Masters? What am I saying? It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just trying to keep up with everything. Thank you. Thank you, everybody who listens to the show, and thank you to our good Grandmasters. We'll be back tomorrow with the season finale of Children of Dune.